This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The killing of the Islamic State group's leader marks a big foreign policy win for U.S. President Donald Trump during one of his term's low points. AP Sagar Magani has more.
A visibly energized president hailed the operation.
He was a sick and depraved man. And now he's gone.
The president yesterday spending some 48 minutes regaling reporters with a detailed account of the raid, which he'd watched on video screens in the Situation Room.
We had absolutely perfect, as though you were watching a movie.
The praise came even from foes like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who's helping lead the impeachment probe.
This is a great day. A ruthless killer has been brought to justice.
But Schiff also told ABC's This Week the president should have notified congressional leaders before the raid. The president said he did not, for fear the operation would be compromised. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Union is giving Britain an extension to get a Brexit deal done. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU 27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Conservative President Mauricio Macri conceded defeat in Argentina's election Sunday night, paving the way for the country's Peronist center-left to return to power under Alberto Fernandez. Frustrated voters rejected the incumbent's handling of a bruising economic crisis that has sunk many into poverty. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong reporter has disrupted a police news conference to protest what she called escalating violence by officers against journalists covering the city's pro-democracy protests. On Sunday, protesters battled with police again. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Their actions followed police firing tear gas, water cannon and rubber bullets to break up a gathering in the Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront District denouncing perceived police brutality. Protesters donned all black clothing and face masks, banned under a resurrected British colonial-era law. Police, in a statement, warned all rioters to stop all illegal acts immediately. But their calls did little to quell demonstrators, with cat-and-mouse chases continuing throughout the night. Protesters ran away from police, only to reappear seconds or minutes later. Police have denied accusations of brutality, saying they have shown restraint over the past months.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States will increase economic pressure on Iran over its nuclear program. During a visit to Israel, he says the maximum pressure campaign on Iran is working. Nearly 200,000 people in California remain under evacuation order from the threat of wildfire. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the growing Kincaid Fire in Northern California is the top priority and has more than 3,000 firefighters working it.
It currently is no longer 10% contained. It has slipped a little bit only because of now the scope and size. It's now north of 50,000 acres.
Newsom blames the dangerous winds for spreading the fires.
The Diablo winds in the northern part of the state, the Santa Ana winds in the southern part of the state, combined with low humidity, create these conditions and spark this kind of anxiety.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company has notified more than 1.2 million people that they may have their electricity shut off for what could be the third time in a week. Meanwhile, more than 2.4 million people who lost electricity over the weekend are still waiting for their power to be restored. An icon of American politics has died. AP's Matt Small has more on the life of former Congressman John Conyers.
The Michigan Democrat was the longest-serving African-American member of Congress and founder of the Black Caucus. Detroit police say the 90-year-old appears to have passed away due to natural causes at his home yesterday. The Reverend Jesse Jackson says there'd be no federal holiday honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. without Conyers, who fought for 15 years to secure the designation. The lawmaker's legacy was smeared in 2017 following allegations that he sexually harassed female staffers, accusations Conyers denied. But he eventually stepped down after a nearly 53-year career in the House, citing health reasons.
This is VOA News.